This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Afghanistan's Taliban urged the United States Saturday to unfreeze Afghanistan's central bank reserves during an ongoing meeting with an American delegation in Qatar. Taliban acting Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi, who is leading his side at the two-day talks in Doha, said U.S. interlocutors in the opening session promised that they would sustain humanitarian assistance to his turmoil-hit nation and would offer coronavirus vaccines to Afghans. Washington has frozen billions of dollars in Afghan assets, mainly deposited in the U.S. Federal Reserve, since the Taliban took control of the country. The World Bank and the International Monetary Fund have also blocked development assistance, citing human rights concerns under Taliban rule. Saturday's meeting was the first face-to-face dialogue at a senior level since the Islamist group took control of the country following the U.S. withdrawal in late August. Hundreds of relatives and residents attended a funeral ceremony in the city of Kunduz, Afghanistan, Saturday, outside Gozar-e-Saeed-Abad Mosque for the numerous victims killed in an Islamic State suicide attack on Friday. The mosque was packed with Shiite Muslim worshippers in the northern Afghan city when a bomber attacked during Friday evening prayers, killing at least 46 people and wounding dozens of others. Friday's attack was the latest in a series of IS bombings and shootings that have targeted Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers, as well as religious institutions and minority Shiites, since U.S. and NATO troops left in August. For more on these stories and the rest of